Of Norbern Hardin Central. Norbern Hardin Central hosted Stewartsville tonight. The Aggies had been playing pretty good football coming into this game. They came in with a 4-5 record, but had been playing pretty well down the stretch. Sounds like the injury bug caught up with you tonight. Coach Thacker, thanks for joining us. Talk a little bit about the game and what happened tonight.
Well, we started out our right guard last week, against undefeated Appleton City. J.W. Doyle hurt his ankle last week, so we were without his services tonight. And just a little beat up, but, came out and played a pretty good ball game. We were down a touchdown at half, got that back, and actually scored another touchdown, went up a touchdown on them there in the third quarter. And then Kaiser Hughes, our quarterback, in the third quarter got hit in the knee and tore his knee up. So we were without him the rest of the game, and that's the second leading rusher in the state. And ended up a little bit later on, our starting tight end, defensive end, Dalton Thacker, that's my son, hurt his hamstring, snapped it. So we were without three starters there, and we're kind of trying to piece some things together. And the guys played hard. End of regulation, it was 20-20. We went into overtime, but nobody scored the first overtime. Second overtime, nobody scored. Went to the third one, second one, we both scored. Weren't able to get a two-point conversion either team. And then the third one, overtime, they were able to throw a ball across and had a kid that made a great, great catch and scored the winning touchdown on us.
And coach, that's games like these will make your hair gray.
Yeah.
And you gotta, I feel for you, obviously, with Dalton getting injured, Kaiser getting injured. Thoughts out to those kids to recover. And sometimes, those are things that you can't, that are out of your control. Obviously you guys battled back and battled down the stretch for your night. What kids kind of stepped up tonight, maybe playing that next man up role and maybe exceeded your expectations maybe you had of them?
Our seniors really did. We didn't want to send them out this way, but they played hard. Jeffrey Cunningham's been a four-year starter at center for us and plays defensive end just a good kid to be around, does his homework and knows what the other team is doing, like having another coach out there. So he played his heart out tonight. And Chandler Wheeler, tight end, and played well on defense coming down the stretch. We've switched our defense around, and he really has stepped up this year and come alive. Cole Larkin's our other senior that plays some tight end, plays D-back. Didn't play last year, but just came a long way, played well. And, Kaiser was the cheerleader on the sideline after he got hurt and couldn't stand up with his knee, but he was able to sit there and yell from across and cheering his teammates on. And, Braden Schick is our running back. We had to move him to quarterback. And Braden did a good job there, and we were able to Keaton Lair, one of our converted him to a guard last week, and he played well from a tight end position. And Daniel Roth is our fullback, and we had to put him at tailback there in the overtimes. Just a hodgepodge of things, and it kind of limited what we were able to do. Our defense was playing pretty good. The defense we've been working the last few weeks, we had to switch from it to a four-man front defense to be able to handle the run, and that kind of left us exposed in the back end. But I couldn't be prouder of the boys this year. They came a long way. We had a lot of inexperience, a lot of freshmen playing, some sophomores with some inexperience, and the seniors really did a good job with them and getting them on the ball and getting them able and up to speed where we wanted to be. And like you said, we have played pretty well these last few weeks.
And coach, your end of the season record, you're 4-6, but yep. A lot of times you can't measure the success of a season or even the amount of fun that you or the kids right. have by wins and losses. And it sounds like because of you, this great group of seniors, that you had being leaders that helped the freshmen and sophomores along. You do have quite a few freshmen and sophomores. I talked to you last year, I think, at a basketball game about these two classes coming up. You know, what are your expectations for them this offseason?
You know, the sophomores and the freshmen have a lot of talent for football and basketball and track all the way through. They're one of those groups that come through every few years that, you know, got people at all positions, and they can be something special. And, you know, this experience that they got this year will pay off for us in dividends in the future, because they got to play and to experience it. They had the good leadership from the seniors, and they know what it takes to win, and it'll just pay forward completely. And we've got some junior high kids that'll be coming up next year that pretty decent too. So I got about three classes there. I thought I was gonna have two, but looks like I'm gonna have three. They're gonna be pretty solid, and so the future is bright for NHC football. And kind of excited about it. If like you said, my hair keeps getting grayer and grayer, and so if I can last it out till I retire in 6 years, I'll be pretty happy.
Hey, coach, you could sell out like me and go to administration.
No, thank you.
All right, hey, I'm chasing my tail most days. So, coach, appreciate you calling in tonight. We'll probably see you on Thursday. And
you bet.
Thanks for calling in every week this year.
You bet. Thanks for you and all the coverage.
All right, that was Kirk Thacker, Norbin Hardin Central. They fall tonight, but injury bug and, you know, stuff happens. So.